I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Virgil van Dijk is worth £70 million to Liverpool, by John O'Sullivan. Nonsense governs the football transfer market. Trying to find sense in the machinations of hyper-rich football clubs and the pursuit of their transfer targets is puerile. There is no universal rule that applies to all clubs when it comes to valuing players. Rather, it is subjective and depends on the context of the club willing to spend money on a said player. This brings us to Virgil van Dijk and his proposed and so far turbulent transfer to Liverpool. The 25-year-old Dutch centre-half has, according to reports, agreed to join Liverpool ahead of Manchester City and Chelsea. Celebrating convincing such a highly coveted player to join Liverpool ahead of the bigger riches of Chelsea and Manchester City, Liverpool briefed the media that Van Dijk had indeed chosen that his next career destination would be Liverpool. As Paul Joyce of The Times accurately put it, Liverpool were too busy patting themselves on the back to put in a formal bid for Van Dijk. Incensed at the Reds leaking the story of Van Dijk's preference to move to Anfield and thereby killing any possible auction for the player, Southampton threatened to report Liverpool to the FA for tapping up their player. The Merseysiders hastily issued an apology in response to Southampton's protestations and publicly declared their interest in the player was over. However, as the weeks have progressed and the possibility of Van Dijk joining Jurgen Klopp's Reds have been revived, but per various media reports, Southampton will demand an eye-watering £70 million for the player. Obviously, at close to double Liverpool's record transfer outlay, this is a huge amount of money. And should he sign, it would burden the player with even more pressure than usual at Liverpool. But value is relative, and in the context of Liverpool, Van Dijk would be worth the requisite £70 million that it would take to prize the former Celtic defender from St Mary's. Liverpool's defensive fragility over the past five or so years has been well publicised, and Van Dijk is the perfect candidate to help alleviate and improve upon these ingrained issues. Quick, strong, intelligent, aerially dominant and very assured and composed on the ball, Van Dijk is the ideal centre-half to play in Liverpool's possession-dominating, high-pressing game. It's not hyperbolic to suggest that Van Dijk is in the elite group of the world's central defenders. And it is to Liverpool's good fortune that the Dutchman is at a selling club, Southampton. Indeed, all of the other players in Van Dijk's class, Bonucci, Hummels, Silva, are at European heavyweight clubs who would never countenance a sale. The defensive improvements Van Dijk would bring to Liverpool's side over the incumbent left-sided centre-half Lovren are self-evident, but the colossal Dutchman would also add to the Reds' already potent attacking game. Especially during his stint at Celtic, it wasn't uncommon to see Van Dijk stride out of defence with the ball, in a manner similar to the great Brazilian defender Lucio. Of course, there has to be the caveat that the Scottish Premier League is a weak league, but it was indicative of his talent and confidence on the ball. Further to this, Van Dijk slotting in at left-sided centre-half would enable Liverpool to play a more ambitious, attacking full-back than James Milner. Despite all his effort of honesty, Milner badly struggled in the left-back berth towards the end of last season. Van Dijk replacing Lovren, however, would enable Liverpool to play a full-back whose primary objective isn't to protect their erratic left-sided centre-half, and employ a more capable attacking fullback, and that would add further variety and potency to an already dangerous Liverpool attack. Joel Matip, too, stands to benefit in a big way from any Van Dijk move to Liverpool. The Cameroonian centre-half had a mixed bag of a debut season at Liverpool, good on the ball and possessing the prerequisite physical attributes needed for a top centre-half. Matip's good start to the season was stalled by FIFA-enforced red tape that saw him miss over a month of action whilst the Africa Cup of Nations, a competition he chose to miss, took place. After returning, the calmness and assuredness that were hallmarks of the first few months of the former Schalke man's Liverpool career had disappeared, and there was a palpable nervousness to his game. However, Van Dijk's hypothetical arrival could alter Matip's role in the team and allow him to be a more pragmatic, reactive centre-half with a simpler remit, whilst the Dutchman would assume the role of proactive, ball-playing centre-half. On paper, the dynamic between Van Dijk and Matip could resemble that of Hummels and Subotic's title-winning tandem at Klopp's previous club, Borussia Dortmund. However you slice it, £70 million is a lot of money, but if the signing of Virgil van Dijk helps Liverpool consolidate in the Champions League and from that base eventually challenge and win the Premier League title, then the fee would fade into irrelevance. I think John is coming down the side of the fence that most Liverpool fans would probably find themselves on, which is, look, just if we have a chance of getting this player, pay what we can to get him, because he is absolutely seems to be a perfect fit for what we would like at the club. Now, I'll admit that any debates about transfer fees always leave me a little bit cold because, you know, I've, as anyone who's listened to these things before will know, I've adopted this some will say it's a simplistic attitude of it's not my money, so I just want to see the club spend all the money all the time. And I don't really care to get forensic about the club's books. I don't really care to get forensic about net spends. And you can and should, if you wish, say that that is a naive attitude, but it is very much this fan's attitude. It's one that's based around a simple want to enjoy football, a need to enjoy football. And Virgil van Dijk, were he to arrive and put on that red jersey, would create immense enjoyment, I have no doubt. And that is the main reason that I hope the owners will dig deep into their wallet and start firing money at Southampton for this player, because I think he will make a huge difference to our attempts at gaining success next season.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.